the as-if exercise. Let him picture for his own self, as if it were at the end of its quest. Let him see it enthroned on the summit of power and engaged in tranquil meditation for his own joy and for mankind's welfare. He is to see himself doing successfully what he seeks to do, and the sight is to be accompanied by intense faith and firm conviction. The desirable qualities of character are to be thought of as already existing and possessed, already expressing themselves in action and living. Furthermore, they are to be pictured vividly and clearly. They must be understood without any uncertainty, dimness, or hesitation. Why go on hoping for a far-off day when peace and truth will be attained? Why not drastically strip off all the illusions of self-identification with ego and recognize that the true identity is already fulfilled? He accepts the truth passed down to him by the Enlightened Ones, that in his inmost essence he is reality. This leads to the logical consequence that he should disregard personal feelings which continue from past tendencies, habits, attitudes, and think and act as if he were himself an Enlightened One. Practice of the as-if exercise is like being spiritually reborn and finding a new way of life. It gives courage to those who feel grievously inadequate, hope to those who feel hooked by their past failures. For now he knows by evidence, study, and reflection that the overself is behind and is the very source of his ego, just as he knows by the experience of feeling during his brief glimpses. Bringing this strong conviction into thought and act and attitude is the heavenly, or as-if, exercise, a principal one on the short path. This practice of picturing oneself as one ought to be, of visualizing the man free from negative qualities and radiant with positive ones that are part of the quest's ideal, has near magical results.